Fred Film Radio.
Hi everybody, for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider, we are at the closing night of the Film in Italy Festival 2020, and we are here with Jessica Marie Garcia. Hi Jessica, how are you?
Hi, I'm amazing. I still can't believe I'm here. This is such a beautiful night. I'm pinching myself. Thank you.
And this is a night, as you know, dedicated to Italian movie productions. Italy is a location for international movies. Mm-hmm. What's your relationship with Italy?
Well, I'm going for my very first time in June, so I'm going to Rome, and I'm so excited. And I also married an Italian, so I feel like I have a little bit there. But I think as a Latina, us in Italians, it's all about passion. Everything we do is with passion. I mean, I think without Italian cinema, we wouldn't have so many movies. I feel like they really have led the charge on the movies that we see today. So I think we owe a lot to them. I'm just excited that I'm here, honestly. It's crazy.
You said you married an Italian.
I did!
So you probably know some Italian movies, something about Italian movies.
Oh, I feel like all the Italian movies I know are like very American, but I do love... is it America's Beautiful or
La Vita è Bella.
Yes. I feel like that was a movie I saw when I was very, very young, and I realized that, you know, there's such an untapped, especially for Americans, the international movies. Like, there's so many movies that we don't get to see, that we aren't open up to because we don't get to see them here. Yeah. And it takes, you know, like Italy Films LA to actually get that out there. So I'm excited to see more Italian movies, actually.
Exactly. Speaking about that, you know, the market is changing, and Netflix is bringing to our houses international movies.
Yes.
Of every kind. So how do you think this is going to affect the market in general? How this can help Italian filmmakers arriving also in the U.S.? Like, you know, maybe you know Gomorra, Suburra, mm-hmm. this TV series. They have been great in Italy and they are doing very well in the U.S. So.
Oh, well, that's amazing. And I think it's so important because there's so many stories that we don't get to see because we only get to be told by a certain group of people. You know, I think it's a beautiful time to be in cinema and to be in television, and I'm excited to kind of just immerse myself in all the different, now that we have that capability, there are people that had no way of seeing Italian films before that now get a chance to, or series. You know, my mom, like, all she does is watch Spanish soap operas on Netflix, so now I'm like, well, mom, we gotta move into some Italian ones too, because it's at the same time, we're all people, you know what I mean? We all have a story to tell, and I feel like the more we get to see that, the more we can all become one, you know?
And also it's nice to see somehow another point of view, no?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like, you know, you and I can go through very similar situations, but because of where we come from our backgrounds, it's different. And I would love to see, like, your point of view of what most people would say is an everyday story, only because we've heard it the same way every time. So it's excited to hear new voices.
Also, you probably know this edition of Film in Italy is entirely dedicated to women.
Yeah! It just feels so good that we get to be in the same conversation. You know, of all years, I'm so happy that I get to be, you know, I get to get my first ever award on a night where we're also celebrating women and women in film. So I'm just, you know, I'm very honored to be in a time where my story gets to be heard and people want to hear it. I feel like if I started years ago, no one may be interested. So it's a great time to be doing what we're doing.
How's the situation so right now for women? What do you think? Did we reach like women are equal to men right now?
Oh no, I think we have a long way to go. We have a very, very, very long way to go. I feel like we need to tip that scale a little on the other way before we can decide to balance it. So I want to see a lot more women, especially, like, you know, women nominated for Best Director and Academy. You know, I want to see more Italian films on the Academy. So I think that there's still a lot of room to grow. But we're trying. The conversation's being had now, where before it wasn't really talked about.
And also, knowing the fact that you married an Italian man,
yes,
are we gonna see you in some Italian movie, maybe?
Oh my gosh, I hope so. If they'll have me, but again, my Italian's worse than my Spanish. I'm like, ciao. That's about all I got. It's not good. But I would love to. I feel like I would love to meet more Italian filmmakers. I'm gonna meet a bunch tonight, which I'm very excited for.
Sadly, this year we are not going to have any Italian filmmaker at the Oscars, but we had many, as you said, in the past. The same as we are not going to have many women directors and I don't right. know Oscar. So hopefully
we need some female Italians up there.
Exactly.
That's what needs to happen.
can you say ciao to your Italian fans, maybe in Italian?
What do I say?
I mean, don't you know any phrase in Italian?
I know ciao.
Oh,
Buenos Aires. That's all I know. I know, it's so bad. Do you want to teach me something and I'll say it?
Well, ciao is good.
So ciao everybody at Italy Films.
Yes.
Ciao everybody at Italy Films. Thank you so much for having me. Grazie. Not very good.
No, it was amazing. For French Film Radio, we were talking to Jessica Marie Garcia during the closing night of the Film in Italy Festival. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you so much. This really is a beautiful night. Thank you for talking to me.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.